You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody, and this is the Wake and Bake Show. My name is Andrew Pizzicalis, the CEO of Purple Haze Properties. And you know what it is when I get up in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, what do I have to do today? I have such a busy day. And I realize, oh shit, I got a guest. I got a great guest. And I got these guys, the Samson brothers, who came in today. Really great music artists. How you guys doing this morning?
We're good, Andrew.
Amazing, man. Amazing.
Yeah. Now, Are you guys born, raised Cali? Where are you guys from exactly? Let's break it down.
We're from South Africa, Cape Town.
South Africa.
All the way down.
Wow.
All the way down at the tip.
Wow. Now, born both you guys in South Africa?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Where specifically?
Well, we were born in Johannesburg.
Okay.
But we spend most of our life growing up in Cape Town, which is really pretty much as far south as you can go in the continent.
Do you guys know, I'm going to throw out my knowledge here, you guys know a small area in South Africa called Durban?
Of course.
Of course.
You guys know Durban?
Yeah.
All right, well,
we
have the very first dispensary in South Africa, in Durban, actually.
Well,
we're going to be doing the first CBD products. It recently was out in the news a few months ago, and we're going to be putting dispensaries with a group that we work with, and you're going to get to see all these cool celebrity products down in fucking South Africa. How cool is that?
Unbelievable, man. When are you opening this?
Pictures. I'll show you guys afterwards.
Okay.
It's already open. They just built it open. I don't know if they're selling the products, but I think it's open to first come in and start registering. But I will definitely, so you can tell your friends back there to go check it out for sure.
We'll come check it out.
So you guys go back and forth a lot or no?
When we need to, you know, if there's a performance we need to play or we want to go and take a surfing trip, we'll go to Durban because it's good waves.
Yeah.
But
are you kidding me?
Yeah, man.
Really?
Of course. Nice.
What about surfing here?
You know, it's really crowded out here. Which in South Africa, you know, the country's a lot smaller. There's a lot less people.
Sure.
So
sure. And is there a lot of surfers in Africa?
Yeah.
Really?
Some of the best in the world.
Really? Are the waves just crazy or what's the deal?
Well, we have two oceans. We have the Atlantic and we have the Indian. So you get the warm and the cold aspects of the water.
Sure.
But in terms of wave quality, I mean, you know, there's Jay Bay, there's St. Francis. We have a place called La Dudno. There's great waves to surf, less people.
And what about the nugs? Do you guys smoke at all or no? A little bit here and there?
Yeah.
I mean, my dad, man, he's an epileptic.
Oh.
Yeah, he has seizures. Okay. And I have a lot of respect for people that take the time out to understand CBD and distribute it because it's helped him a lot.
Oh, okay,
He stopped using manufactured products.
Oh,
and
that's
he started
fucking,
using
that
CBD.
That is awesome.
And since he's been using CBD.
He's been using it for 2 years.
And is he living out here or in
South Africa?
In South Africa.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, that's great.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, man, so hearing that this shop is opening now.
He's
going
to be able to go in there and get
amazing.
Hooked up. Absolutely. Is that far from where he's at or no?
Yeah. But you guys probably have like delivery things going
probably
on.
Would have to talk to them, my boys, about that. I don't know the exact details of how it's exactly running.
Yes.
I was just really impressed that we get to be a part of the situation. They even have our logos in Durban, in the dispensary, hanging up on the wall and shit. So it's actually pretty cool.
That's amazing.
I look forward to when I get to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you got to come in. And as well, Andrew, I mean, where I'm from a little fisherman's village in Hout Bay.
Okay.
So in Cape Dutch, it would be called Hout Bay.
Okay.
And Hout Bay is a fisherman's village, which is basically 5 minutes from the southern point of Africa.
Okay.
And in my community where I live, there's a huge Rasta community.
Okay.
So I've grown up around those people, and they've
is your music have influence of that?
The stuff that we've recorded on our first album does not.
Okay.
But when we play live, we have so much love for African beats and reggae. It's in
it
us.
Comes
so
through.
It comes through in the stuff that you guys do.
Yeah. So the live, there's a lot more going on live than there is on the produced version.
Now let's pop something on, so we can get a little flavor for everybody, and then we'll talk about this a little more. So let's check out the song that you guys have here. Stephanie, you want to try that one? Or throw me what you want to put.
Stephanie is a good song, but Breathe to Brother is...
All right, so Breathe to Brother.
It's a heartfelt song.
Let's make that one happen. All right.
Look. sad. Every day I'm looking at myself, wishing I was someone else. The time has come for me to leave, move on to a new life, and let this be an old memory. One day I will look at my life and say, it's gonna be alright for me. Dancing in the sun with you, brother, with you, brother. Dancing in the sun. To the wrong flow, talking about shit you don't know, and you're struggling to find the love in you. Yeah, it's gonna come through. We went factory made. Yeah, take it day by day. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be okay.
So was there a certain inspiration in the song? Let's break that down.
There very much is. I mean, so if I break it down in a simplified form.
Sure.
When you're young, as a teenager, and I feel like a lot of kids go through this, there's thoughts of anxiety, there's thoughts of not finding yourself yet in your skin, being comfortable, and maybe not having money, and living a kind of trying circumstance.
Sure.
So when I was a kid, I was 16 when I wrote this.
Okay.
And it's basically just about not being comfortable with yourself.
Okay.
And trying to overcome that, and then finding the love in someone, and my brother was that person.
Okay.
So it's, you know, I would say dancing, but I relate to
absolutely
this dancing in the sun.
Now, did you do the lyrics this, or did you like start doing it and go to your brother and say, yo, bro, what do you think? Collaborate? You start strumming with them? Like, what went down here?
Well, man, the truth is that I haven't been able to play music with my brother for 5 years properly.
Okay.
So I would be out.
And what's the reason?
Well, I had to leave home and make a living. So I started traveling and I ended up working for Disney on their cruise ships for like 5.5 years as a loop artist, like beatboxing, playing, reggae beats and all this stuff, you know?
Just out of just whatever?
Yeah, and I went and I tried to achieve my 10,000 hours of gigging time, which I'm stoked. And then we got this opportunity to come here and record this stuff. But that song specifically, I heard 3 years ago already.
Okay.
And Josh had written it, and it already had brought tears to my eyes at that stage. And
that's
now I'm
awesome.
Just so grateful that we have the opportunity to be here and record it.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to play it on this awesome station.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, man. And I'm glad you guys got to come in. And let's do something quick for a second. Instrumental. Let's pull this up for a second on Spotify. Beats. And let's just do something out of for the hell of it. Do a little freestyle for me.
Freestyle.
Yeah.
Freestyle.
Bro, you freestyle.
You wanna? Go for it.
I can't freestyle, man, but I'll try my best. I don't know what I
put you on the spot.
Let's have a listen. You mind turning it up a little bit
okay.
there? I don't know what I'm gonna do yet, man. Let's. I'm trying to find that rhythm there.
Okay.
Take it. Make it. Here we go. I've been smoking weed since 16. Never did I know that I'd make it to this place. Only on the trace that I found from my face. My papa used to say to me, buddy, take it easy. And now you know where I'm coming from. Smoking weed and my favorite thing is singing my fucking songs. And I know where I'm going. Got the Drew here. Man, you're the boss. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, I like that.
I can't rap, man. Cool. I'm joking around.
I got you. Let's throw something else, another one of your songs on.
Yeah, man.
Let's hear this Running.
Running, yeah.
Just listen to that.
Running's really, really a cool song because, you know, it speaks about struggles with anxiety.
Okay.
And with things like depression.
That's cool because a lot of people are going through that these days.
And, you know, I think it's really imperative that we speak about it more as society.
Sure.
Where I go from here, tell me now. When I go outside, stormy weather brings me down. I'll be up on the rooftops, popping my pills, hoping my destiny fulfills my will. Yeah. I should be high enough to hear the angels sing, and I'll be running, 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 running. Mighty is the one. Can the shadow overcome? Find the strength within to sing and not to run. Finally you see that a personality isn't set in stone but shaped by more than one.
And that's a good point, right?
Which one?
Not to run.
Yeah,
no. Everything is, in my life, everything must be faced head on. If you have a problem, you face it. If you're upset about something, you face it. It's not, running away doesn't help anything, you know?
Yeah.
And running is actually, when I say running, I'm running towards something light.
Okay.
So it's actually you tripping out or something. Say you have a drug problem or you're having a good time. You say you don't do drugs, you just smoke a little bit of weed or whatever.
Sure.
You finding that happy place in your mind and you saying, cool, I'm gonna run towards that light and not run.
Are you finding a lot of younger generations in even South Africa and not just here and stuff? Are you finding that a lot of kids are depressed?
Yes. I think a lot more people are suffering, well, have that trouble now, only because there's so much information to process. There's so much more saturation of people, competition. Also, I mean, if you look in like the iron ore age, the amount of decisions we make now in one day is the same as a person would make an entire lifetime.
Sure.
In the iron ore age, when they're making swords and stuff.
Yeah, sure. That's an interesting way to look at it.
Yeah.
And then you guys have been playing around Cali.
Yeah.
And then how long have you been doing that? When did you guys kind of cross over and come here to the? Were you playing in Africa, then came over here and said, hey, we're going to start doing stuff in the U.S.? I mean, what made you guys transition to leave a continent?
Well, it's actually
come to a different continent.
Right.
Exactly.
So, man, I was on the ships at the beginning of the year, and there's a gentleman here that we're living with, and he's sponsoring us and making all of this possible.
That's awesome.
And I came to visit him to get some sort of perspective on, like, good people and that, you know?
Sure.
And I played him that demo of Breathe, the song you just heard, but the demo.
Sure.
And he was like, that's what your brother sounds like. And I was like, yo, he's like, what's your dream? And I was like, I want to play with my brother. And he was like, let's make that happen.
And have you guitar this? Have you been musically inclined? Like,
So I worked for on the cruise lines.
Sure.
And I'm a loop artist.
So when he did is the looping, that's what I was wondering. So you're gonna be more adding the beats and the sounds to what you're doing instrumentally, right? Essentially or no?
Yeah, that's exactly.
He could beatbox, you know. He would beatbox when I'm playing guitar. without his mic and sure. without his loop station. Yeah. So
and then in the production process, we together we take care of the production, the arrangements, and then I take care of the engineering side and the mastering side.
Yeah, he does all the engineering and the mastering, and also phenomenal guitarist.
Is that all of the songs, even the ones on here? Did you help with mastering these songs that we're listening to now?
Yeah, all of it's done by us too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, it's all in-house.
In the garage.
And then on the website, when you see it says live looping, that uh-huh. those aren't tracks. Those are like built live in front of you with the beatbox.
Okay.
Turn my guitar okay. into a bass.
Sure, sure.
Like all this stuff.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
It's a vibe. And you know, one of my favorite things, man, growing up learning how to loop was getting blazed and looping.
Okay.
That was my thing.
Yeah.
Just opens the creativity.
And are you
floodgates.
An indica, sativa?
Sativa
hybrid.
Guy.
Sativa.
Yeah.
I saw you, G. You're like, what am I? Like, what are you? What are you? Your brain was thinking, I like everything.
For writing, I would like sativa. But for my day to day indica, because sativa, I've got a very active mind. I don't need anything to stimulate it anymore.
Just kind of bring you down just a little bit.
This song I wrote here when I got to California.
Oh, you did?
And there's another song that I'm writing about California where it would go, if you had to sing it over this melody, it would clash, but it would go, okay. Yeah, I can't do it here, but yeah. It would be, I'm writing this song that goes, California, bum, bum, bum. It's going to be a horn section. I love your strain. I love your flower. It's taking me higher. To a place that I never knew.
Can't give you a beat, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, do it. Go ahead. Go.
I like to come on over and smoke it up with you. Baby, I'm thinking about all my decisions and I got it on you. And I like to smoke the fire, fire in my brain. Oh, no, 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 take my strain. Oh, yeah, 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 sativa, sativa, ay. I use her when I write, I use her when I love. I use her when I'm home in my hometown up. Then my mama say, keep her going on and on and on. And now I say, fire, keep it burning, keep it burning on fire to my soul. Then I know, yeah.
Nah, fuck
that was no, good. Man, I like that. That was great.
Kind of got to make great. The melody up as you're going, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I wrote the song Just a Feeling when I got you. Because, I mean, I arrived in California with such a cultural shock with all this.
Probably, right?
Dispensaries around and all the beautiful scenery. Man, I love mountains. So I was like, just a feeling, man, you know?
You know, I want to say, man, I really love the legalization. And I'll tell you
sure.
why, man.
Okay.
You know, especially like when you're at home and say you go and buy something, you don't know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And at least here, you can go and you can get guided. You don't have to
sure.
go and parry out or whatever, you know? It works
so
out well.
Did you feel, I know this is a crazy question, because I would assume that South Africa is a lot more dangerous than Cali.
Yes.
Okay. A lot, right? I'm not like misinterpreting that it's still like
it's
pretty hardcore, right?
Yes, it's a different danger.
And is there a fear of like kidnapping or this or being held up if you're a tourist and stuff like that? I mean, is that pretty commonplace or no?
To be honest with you, and I don't like to dive too deep into this.
Yeah, but I don't get that many people from South Africa on the station. So we can
go.
It is our home, and we love our home, man. It's a beautiful place. And if you understand the culture and you understand how the people work, you'll keep your head down and you'll do you. But to be honest with you, going back to that, it is a very dangerous place. There's a lot of crime. I think it's like in the top 5 worst prisons in the world where I live.
Okay.
So there's a lot of crime activity. It's very unsafe. Like you would never walk. Say you're in Hollywood. Hollywood's like Long Street.
Yeah.
Except a huge version.
Sure.
So you go out of Hollywood into another club. You're walking down the road. The likely chances of someone bothering you is slim, right?
Sure.
Or someone trying to take your stuff.
Sure.
Now in Cape Town, it's 50-50.
50-50.
If you're
every
walking,
night.
If you're walking,
every night. Every day, every night. 50-50. You know?
Wow. And is it dangerous abductions? Let's say like.
Yeah, I mean the guys will cut your limbs off if they want.
Oh, really?
Or,
get the fuck out of here!
There's like
cut your limbs off.
Yeah, like one of my mates at home, he carries a gun around with him because there's a thing going on now with like witch doctory where they like kidnap you and cut your limbs and they use it for like.
I mean that's a small percentage.
No,
but,
I know,
but
still
but
the mere fact.
Yeah.
that yeah, happens bro. Like that.
No, that's, seriously, that's man. Not there's even some a lie, stories. Bro. There's like, some stories.
So what are some other ones?
Sure, man. So, I mean, I don't like to dive into, but
no.
The rapper we work with, Pete Chris, he's a beautiful guy, and he was rapping about. By the way, this is a really special song to me. This is written about my mom and about my home as a metaphor. It's called Tula Mama. So for anyone who understands, Tula Mama is a Xhosa word for it's gonna be okay, or to give your baby comfort. So I wrote it for my mom to say Tula Mama. So this is Tula Mama, but after, I think maybe afterwards I'll dive into what Cape Town's about.
Let's go a little bit. So it's kind of like, what's kind of cool is it has a dual mother, Africa, and your mom. So it's always
exactly.
Like, it's like, oh, I can relate in one way and another. And they don't even necessarily have to have known it was about your mom
exactly.
When they hear it.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? You know, and who's important, I guess, knows, right?
Thank you for noticing that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Dude, that's pretty cool. Really great.
So touching up on the Cape Town lifestyle, the South African lifestyle, in a brief summary. So in a nutshell, man, South Africa isn't in a great place.
And what happened to the rapper friend? That was curious.
So isn't in a great place. Poverty is rising, unemployment's rising. There's a lot of criminal activity that always has been for a very long time. It's not safe for people. I mean, we've personally experienced situations that are really unpleasant.
Okay.
One of our close friends who's a rapper, Pete Chris's brother, got shot just before we left here for America.
Oh shit!
Just random,
you know, holding him up for money or this, or did they know he was famous?
We're not too sure.
No idea.
We're not too sure exactly why it happened, but I think it's on the lines of he came from work and got asked for some stuff, and obviously the guy didn't agree.
Sure.
And he got shot.
Wow.
So. You know, it's really tricky, man. And I feel like there's problems, I guess, all around the world.
Absolutely.
But my brother and I, we have a goal. And in a brief summary, our goal is to do something one day, man. I'm still young. I've got a lot of energy. I've got a lot of drive.
Do something as far as helping the outlook of what's going on there, or?
Well, we'd like to make enough finances one day to personally go down and do something ourselves.
And start maybe a music school or
okay
something on the lines well, where it takes because no, I've got a lot of friends, man.
Yeah, that's very cool, dude. Because
there's a lot of talents in our community, bro. They're just really poor.
Loads of our friends, man, they live in poverty and they would love for that opportunity to have a safe place they can go to.
Yeah. So well, you know, hopefully as laws change, okay, and Durban getting a little bit more chill with the weed, you know, you might see lounges in this and areas that are going to be safe for people to have a cultural, you know, spiritual, musical experience
together.
You know, and I'm pretty confident that with what I know, with the guys that we're working with. A goal like that is something that's definitely possible.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It is, yeah.
You know, just people have to believe in things outside of what they're born around and what they're used to. You know what I'm saying?
And
I commend you guys for going from that environment to try to make your lives better. And obviously, you did something right because somebody believed in you, right? Told you, hey, stick around. Let's bud that career, right? And 100%. now you guys are performing.
Yeah.
Forget about being in South Africa and those situations and feeling safe, but in a place you could safely walk in, right?
Yeah.
Perform. All your friends and people you met could come hang out, have a great time, and leave safely, right?
Mm.
And have a pleasant evening without a 50-50 factor, right?
Yeah.
How does that feel?
I'm loving it, I don't want to leave, but I've got to go home, you know.
Well, obviously you got family and your mom and like everybody else that affects you and around you. But what you can do is your eyes are opened to a new experience now.
Very much so.
So because of that, you take that back and that'll spread for sure. If it has to be through your songs, then, you know, that's the way to go, right? You got to do whatever you got to do. And so is this a looped?
This is a loop one, you'll like this. Is Take It Slow.
So I was going to say we should, if it's cool with you, Andrew, we should play a little bit of Take It Slow.
Uh-huh.
And then when Take It Slow is maybe a quarter way, just put Running On afterwards and maybe just put it towards the end.
Yeah, so you can hear Maddie. You tell me where to drop it and then 100%, I got you.
All
right. There's me on the beatbox.
You're the lead man right there.
Yeah, so that's in beatboxing. That's live.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you.
You going to check out Turn My Guitar Into Bass? We got a cool track for the song that we're gonna drop in the next month or two.
No reason to be serious. I can see fire within you and me. Take it slow. No reason to be serious. I can see the fire between you and me. Take it slow. No reason to be serious. I can see the fire. Within you and me.
Now you go.
I like it.
California, bum bum bum. I love your strain. I love your flower.
Yeah.
See? I got you guys grooving. Got purple haze affecting you guys today.
Yeah. Feeling it, brother. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Take it slow.
Yeah, man, so that's a taste of Take It Slow, you know. And then
let's let it play.
Yeah.
And then we'll throw the other one.
You dig this jam? Do you like the chuck in it?
I like it.
We're experimenting, you know.
Yeah. Now is it constantly looping?
Yeah, just
sure.
And I'm gonna play guitar.
Fire. Keep it burning, keep it burning on fire. To my soul, then I know.
Yeah, throw a little extra into it, because I got both you guys going right now. You know the loop, ready? Yo, another freestyle, ready? Both of you.
We can go fire.
Fire.
Oh, we still got more guitar solo.
You got it. Ready.
Fire, keep it burning, keep it burning on fire.
Getting live.
To my soul, then I know. Fire, keep it burning, keep it burning on fire. To my soul, then I know.
Yeah, that was a fire right there.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna have to fire up a big fatty after that. That was fucking cool, man.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
Love it.
Getting me like inspired today.
What a boss.
I'm gonna like sit around in the back, fucking smoking it up, huffing to be thinking about the fire right there.
Yeah, man.
The fire and desire.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
The fire into our soul.
All right, so let's check out. You said right about. Let's see.
What maybe.
You
want to-
Yeah. Right there?
Yes, sir.
Hey, when you hear the solo.
That's one of the.
That's him on electric.
That's cool.
It's a lot of Hendrix in there, bro. Love that.
That's cool. I like the inspiration.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yeah, man.
Thanks, bro.
That was cool. So let's do another thing, though. On the Waking Make Show, and we do this with every show.
Okay.
I've enjoyed hearing so much of your great music, but now that you're here and also curious, we always have an ask on our Waking Make Show. What do you guys wake and bake to? What American group, if you had to give me something to throw on?
Chronix.
Chronix, bro.
Chronix from Jamaica is my inspiration.
How do you spell that out?
So C-H-R-O-N-I-X-X.
IXX.
Chronix. Skanking right. Sweet's a great song as well.
Okay.
Right there, yeah.
Okay, Skanking Sweet.
Yes, sir.
Let's get a little Skanking Sweet.
Yeah.
While we get, I like this.
You know,
this
I have to say, man, we are so thankful to be here with you.
Yeah.
On this beautiful radio station and giving our love from South Africa. We
absolutely.
We are in love with Eternal Flame. We are in love with the idea of the herb that people do not always take advantage of having it.
Sure.
Because I feel like you should take advantage if you can. It's a beautiful plant. It has so many properties and, you know, it's helped me in my life.
That's great.
So help me, and I thank you so much for offering us this opportunity.
Oh, absolutely, man. It's, you know, we always, the whole thing about Purple Haze Radio is we know that people that smoke weed, they're all different ages and from all over the world, different cultures, different backgrounds. So we have different zones of music every hour, you know, 80s, 90s, this and that. But one of our zones is new talent, you know, and it's always important to give everybody inspiration out there, to give them ability to have a voice and see what the fucking universe does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we have all kinds of people that come on our station because we're a cannabis lifestyle radio station.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's fucking great because I enjoy having guys from all over the countries. You know, I have these gentlemen came in from Barcelona.
Hmm.
Really cool guys that have a club called La Colada. Shout out to my boys over in Barcelona who have a private cannabis club. Awesome fucking dudes, great stories. You know, everybody has different cultures, different lifestyles, everything, you know.
Yeah.
So it's always good. And I think that all the people listening to Purple Haze Radio, all the different generations of people from different ages, they get to take a little bit of what they get to hear and be like, oh, wow, I never knew or never thought, or maybe today they would have never thought what it was like being a person that lives in South Africa.
Yeah.
Just to put themselves in that headspace just for a little bit. And if I was able to take them there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then, hey, we did what we were supposed to do.
Yeah, man.
You know
what we didn't touch on, bro? We didn't touch on, like, how acceptable smoking marijuana is in Cape Town.
Oh, yes.
Even though it's illegal, but, like...
Well, You know, it comes from the heritage. It comes from the heritage. They used to exchange marijuana for cattle back in the day.
See, right there, boom. That's a fact. I had no idea. Cannabis was traded for cattle.
Yes,
get the fuck out of here.
And the Khoi and San people were the first inhabitants of South Africa. and they used to mix lavender with marijuana, and it like almost bloats your stomach and makes you think that you're hungry, so they can go hunting.
Wait. So hold. So you're telling me they would take the lavender leaf, crush it up, crush up the cannabis leaf,
and smoke
together?
That.
Oh, and smoke that?
Yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever done that?
No, dude. Apparently, it's really bad for you.
Oh, it's really bad for you.
That's bad.
Warning.
Yeah.
Anyone listening? Do not decide that you're gonna go take lavender and crush it up. I don't want anybody calling this station telling me they got fucked up because they did that. You hear me?
You know what is a great strain, and I'm sure you'll love it.
Tell me.
Is Swazi.
I've heard of the Swazi.
Swazi. It grows everywhere.
But it's dark though, isn't
very
it?
Dark.
No.
Very dark.
Yeah,
it's not the most attractive bud, it's not the most amazing tasting bud, but it is probably, for me in my opinion, it has one of the highest medical contents.
Yeah,
it's natural
probably,
from the sunlight,
yeah,
you know.
Probably top heavy CBD or this is not really get you as high. Not as crystally. What do you think of all this weed you see here? It's probably
fucking... Are you kidding with me?
It's another level.
No, like...
it's unbelievable, man. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I've never seen anything like this yet.
Yeah, right?
I've never smoked anything like this yet.
Yeah, it probably is like you've seen... And then you see it in chocolate and... Sodas and candies,
it's
right?
It's crazy.
And pudding and whatever.
It's
You're
crazy.
Like, what the fuck is all this shit going on, right?
Yeah.
All these goodies, man.
So.
But it's like, I go back to that point, man, because there's so many people, not so many, but I know a handful of people that don't smoke because it affects them so negatively.
Sure.
And the cool thing about legalizing it here is those people, let's say they came to America, they could go into a shop and be like, this is what happens to me when I smoke. And they'll be like, okay, well, you're clearly smoking the wrong strain because you don't know what you're getting.
Or you might not.
You know what I mean?
There's a lot of factors.
Yeah, and it's nice to be guided in the right way.
It is scary if you don't know.
Yeah.
If you don't know and you're trying something new and you're bombarded with, you know, imagine all these tourists or like you guys, you go walk into these recreational dispensaries. And when you've never seen, like you just said, the brown weed or this or stuff from the homies, maybe you heard of a strain or this or that. And now you go walk into a shop and you walk in and there's like a board, like you're in a fucking supermarket, right? And fucking counters of all these different products. And you're probably like overwhelmed. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
OG, what? Cat piss this? What are these fucking names?
Phyllis Diller.
Phyllis Diller,
that's the actress.
That's old school. That's hilarious.
Sativa.
That must be some old shit right there for sure.
Man.
That's pretty funny.
But yeah, man, you go in there and they guide you and you walk out with a smile on your face, bro.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So,
speaking of that, we'll definitely have to, we're getting towards the end of the show. We'll take a break and then after we're done with this, we'll definitely fucking give you a little sampling of what we got over here for sure.
Absolutely.
So you guys have an Instagram,
we do.
Facebook or anything like that?
We do. Samson Brothers.
Okay,
S-A-M-S-O-N.
And then it's for the stoners and then brothers regularly spelled. Yeah. No Z, no this, no that. All right, good.
And we are going to be coming out with some... our version of African reggae beats soon.
Yeah. So, awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then last but not least, any shout outs to any friends? Anybody you want to say what's up?
Yeah, I want to say a shout out to Dallas and Dima.
I'd like to say a shout out to Dallas and Dima. These are our brothers, our new brothers here in California, and they're absolute supportive legends.
New brothers from another
new
mother.
Brothers.
And all our brothers at home in South Africa.
And all our brothers and our sisters back home.
Shout out to everybody out in South Africa.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys download Dash Radio and check out Purple Haze Radio. Tell all your friends to share it. Enjoy. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. It was a pleasure. I loved the music. It was a lot of fun. And all you guys listening out there on Purple Haze Radio, remember, we got 27 zones of music, all different categories, rap, hip hop, indie, current hits, and all kinds of stuff to enjoy every hour on the hour. We've got live concerts at 7:10 during the oil hour, Pacific time, where you get all baked up and listen to all the great concerts we have, from Led Zeppelin to The Doors to Pearl Jam to new artists that we rock out at 7 o'clock at night. And don't forget our featured DJ hours that we have at 5 p.m. Pacific time, and check out our radio schedule where you can get custom DJ featured hours to hear all these great beats that we have going on custom and exclusive to Purple Haze Radio. Thank you guys for coming on and it was really a pleasure. And just remember, everybody listening out there, you know, sometimes you get up in the morning, you're heading out to work, you got a family member who you're like arguing with, you have a rough day, maybe not enough money in the pocket and stuff like that, but you know what, at some point in time you'll get a break, you go home, you chill with one of your friends, and you'll smoke a little weed. My name is Andrew Pizzicalis. I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Properties and Purple Haze Radio. You guys have a wonderful and blessed day, and we'll catch you on the next Wake and Bake show. Peace.
Blessings.
You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.